want French fried potatoes, red ripe tomatoes. I'm never satisfied. I want the frim-fram sauce with the offs and fade, with shafafa on the side.
Friends, Romans, countrymen, lend me your ears. Hi, I'm Norman Van Aken, and welcome to A Word on Food. Today's word on food is pig's ears. It's hard not to think of one of Shakespeare's most famous lines when presented with a bowl of hot, crispy pig's ears. It is not often we eat ears in our daily lives in this somewhat picky age. I urge you to listen. They can be really, really good. And I don't know if Mark Antony or the nearly immortal, save for Brutus, Julius Caesar ever nibbled on them. I've little doubt Antony would have enjoyed them. After all, he described himself as a plain, blunt man. And it takes a kind of roughneck to set aside common niceties when munching on pig's parts. Years ago, it was not likely that you would see pig's ears on the menus of South Florida unless you were in a soul food restaurant. And I think we all know they have become scarce as hen's teeth. Yet in our newer commitment to eat nose to tail these days, it doesn't take a surgeon or a butcher to point out them ears are real close to the snout. Going back a dozen years or so ago, I remember standing in the kitchen of the original Normans with a few members of my culinary team. An engaging middle-aged man of stout and sturdy build had come to see if we might be interested in buying his handcrafted sausages and hams. I believe he was an Italian living in Canada. What brought him this far from either place, I don't recall. But I do recall him asking, after enjoying our more than happy reception to his products, if we might also wish to have him bring us a product that he usually only made available to his immediate family and close friends, pig's ears. That being back then, I was a bit wowed by the offer. I was intrigued, and I almost felt embarrassed admitting it, but as he spoke, I found myself studying his ears. Anatomically, as a chef, I needed to imagine how I would handle cooking ears. It seemed like it might be a lot of effort for very little meat, but pigs have much different ears. I moved back to our conversation and hoped he'd bring us a package one day. A memorable cookbook author named Stéphane Reynaud came out with a beauty of a book titled Pork and Sons in 2007. His love of all things pork shines through every page. Searching my cookbook library, I found a few recipes for pig's ears. Scads could likely be found online, but I'm still old school and prefer the vetted and venerated authors that have successfully published an entire book on culinary topics, and his is a doozy. When I got to the index hoping for just one pig's ears recipe, I was greeted with dishes for baby spinach and pig's ear salad, breaded feet, ears and tails with herbs, crunchy crepinettes with nuts, and stuffed pig's ears. This last one is in his chapter on pâtés and terrines. He essentially slowly cooks pig's feet in a court bouillon with mirepoix vegetables and aromatics. After a half an hour, he adds the pig's ears to this broth. Once all is cooled, he makes a stuffing with chopped up cooked sweetbreads, foie gras, zucchini, tomatoes, tarragon, chives, and shallots. The pig's feet are shredded, and when done, you've got one foot in your ear. I'm Norman Van Aken, and that's my word on food.
Have you seen the little piggies crawling in the dirt?